Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can.
I get angry sometimes, so I put it in rhymes. Can't assist, possess her own body, soul, and her mind.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In a little while, jazz composer and conductor David Berger joins us to talk about giving the Nutcracker story a quintessentially American twist, and later an appreciation of the man who changed American rock and jazz and soul, Ahmet Ertegun. But first, hip-hop. It don't stop, unless, of course, you're homosexual. Mainstream hip-hop has a reputation for gay-bashing and being homophobic, but that hasn't stopped gay artists like Shante Paradigm and Sose the Elemental Wizard from picking up the mic and rapping. They both join us today to talk about their work, gay activism and prejudice in the music world, and they'll both perform live for us later. Shante, first of all, welcome to you.
Thank you, John.
Alex Hinton directed this hip-hop documentary about the gay hip-hop scene, such as it is, a film called Pick Up the Mic, and stated, quote, "I was sure there couldn't be any openly gay hip-hop artists." How common is that perception even today?
I think it's less so now, but I think definitely some people, both gay people and people who are in hip-hop, if you want to sort of divide it that way, think of it as some kind of anomaly, or it's shocking, or even funny. So I think that perception, it's still a curious amalgamation to have people who are gay doing hip hop.
Mm-hmm. So how does the mainstream of hip hop? First of all, I'm assuming, and maybe this is a wrong assumption, that they're even aware that there's a sort of a gay hip hop underground. But if they are aware of it, what is the reaction usually within the mainstream?
I mean, it really depends. A lot of people, when somebody does a show, half the audience will be just totally freaking out and not ready to handle it. But the other half will be like, this is amazing. People will say, you know, you spoke from your heart. You really kept it real. And they appreciate that. And they're not scared to think of it as somebody's attacking them. They're like, this is just art form in its purest form.
Now, when you say they, are you talking about a general audience or an audience that would come to a show knowing that the rapper was openly gay?
It's a mix. I'm just talking about my own experience at some hip-hop shows.
Mm-hmm.
Usually right. they don't realize the rapper's gay until they hear him say certain things.
That's right.
All right. Shante, you're a black woman.
Yes, I am.
Sose, a white, Jewish white male. Those are two demographics that traditionally haven't done so well in hip-hop anyway. So how, you know, I guess the question is, if there's a difficulty in being accepted, is it related to sexual orientation, or is it further compounded by, you know, your various...
Absolutely. One of the things I always say is that, you know, in the music industry, you know, it's still male run, you know, so a woman already has, no matter what her sexual orientation is, a tough time. And then in certain musical forms, maybe hip hop, maybe punk, rock, you know, women are kind of, you know, not supposed to be in front of the mic and control. But I also think what's curious or interesting to me about hip hop is that, you know, in early hip hop, there were these very, you know, Beastie Boys, Jewish guys, you know, yeah. MC Light, black women, Queen Latifah. So there were these people who were making this music, who, you know, were part of this identities. But I think absolutely it makes it more challenging, even within the gay hip hop scene, to be a black woman, to be a woman. I think there's some challenges that you're faced with.
All right, let's actually listen to a little bit, Shante, of your music with your band BQE.
Okay,
this is a little bit of Fast Forward.
Tired of the ride, living out this mess. People still struggling to make the best. Good ideas are simple, yes they are. It's
Dangerous to be who you are these days. Signs and posters to report suspicion while we ride to work on the subway.
Con Ed Keystone checking out your res. All gone, forgot about the illegit prez. I'm not a patriot, I'm a straight up citizen. Acting like one in the seat of lost denizens. The right to dissent, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, room for improvement. Practice like this, but I swear these days, all I wanna do is pack a cot tank. Oh my god, words can end you up in the clank. It's serious, gotta stop and thank. You got Vice City girls with fat.
Little bit from the band BQE featuring my guest Shante Paradigm. The song's called Fast Forward and the album's called The Dime and the Dutch, and it comes out next week. We're also speaking with Sose, the elemental wizard. His most recent CD is called The Lemonade Incident. Sose, I understand that you come from a family of musicians.
Yes. We all play the violin and guitar.
Yourself included?
Myself. I started when I was four. Been doing the Suzuki method. So
So you're a classically trained violinist.
Yes.
What does your family think of your lifestyle choice as a rapper?
Well,
let's not even get into the whole gay rapper thing yet.
They're excited. You know, I'm the youngest of five kids, so I wanted to do something different. Not for the sake of doing something different, but just, you know, youngest kid syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else was in the choir in junior high. I joined the stage band, so you know, I broke out the trombone. So this is just an extension of that.
All right, now, but you were doing this kind of rhyming, rapping before you came out, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, were you rapping about the usual stuff about, you know, the girls down the block and that kind of thing?
You know, I had some love songs, some songs about video games. In a sense, it was a very similar subject material, but just, you know, either rapping about you, so it was non-sex specific.
Right.
Or, you know, not rapping about him.
So there was a don't ask, don't tell policy, in effect.
Well, I mean, like, when I was in high school, I hadn't really been in love that much, so I can't really get into, like, deep
right.
love means this to me songs, because even back then, I was trying to keep it as real as I could.
So we're going to hear a little bit of your song, H But H. Is this a love song?
Well, it's a song of angst and frustration, because I feel like rappers are best when they're protesting, and I'm protesting good-looking guys who are hot. It's straight. Good-looking guys who are straight.
So H but H, hot but hetero.
Mm-hmm.
All right. a little bit of socially conscious music from Sose the Elemental Wizard.
Kid move was stuck in standstill, hotter than the Big Band Festival in Danville. KY, I saw the summer thinking I was Bob, but I soon discovered I only love God. Sure, I'm comfortable around females and sea snails, but they're only minor details. I need males, otherwise I derail off the track. I look at him, but he doesn't look back because he's hot, but he's hot.
All right, H but H. Hot but hetero. That's some music from Sose, who's one of my guests on Soundcheck, along with Shante Paradigm. We are talking about homophobia in the world of hip-hop and gay activism as a way of sort of making some inroads into what has become, you know, such a mainstream part of American culture. It seems like there has to be room for, you know, for the gay community there somewhere. Shante, it's funny, we're sitting here bopping along to Sose's music, and it's like everybody complains about, or many people complain about, the objectification of women mm-hmm. in mainstream hip-hop, mm-hmm. and here's Sose kind of turning that around and, you know, showing that mirror up to the men.
It's interesting that I wonder if hip-hop is one of the only forms of American music where people think there's only a mainstream, and they don't understand that there's a, you know, there are a lot of things that aren't shown on the, you know, that aren't shown on MTV or on the radio or on, you know, not this radio station, but other radio stations. That every community there is, people are making hip hop.
Well, there's an indie hop, and
indie
there's
hop.
All kinds of underground.
Yeah,
hip-hop.
I mean, like, you know, I make folk hop. That's what I call it, like folk hop, experimental hip hop. You know, there are all kinds of people making this music. So I think it's very interesting that people think they can apprehend what hip hop is.
Yeah.
Because they've seen a video.
Well, let me come back to the idea of, you know, the objectification of women in mainstream hip hop, and so say this kind of, you know, a similar kind of thing at play in your music. Is it play in your music, or, you know, should we hold gay rappers to a higher standard for some reason than we do mainstream ones?
I mean, I think it's nice to hear about guys rapping about other guys, because, you know, I listen to a lot of hip-hop music myself. I purchase a lot of CDs, and it can be frustrating when I try to support my favorite artist, and then they're saying a lot of homophobic and anti-Semitic remarks. So it's nice to go and hear stuff where it's guys saying, I like another guy, and that's cool, and he's my man, and we stand by each other. It's nice to have something that's positive and affirming.
Okay. We're speaking with Sose and with Shante Paradigm, a pair of gay rappers, and now joining our conversation to give us a little bit of a perspective outside of the gay hip-hop scene is Jim Farber, pop critic for the New York Daily News. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey.
So Shante and Sose are, you know, doing what they can, and there are other rappers as well who are hoping to change what is seen to be as a very homophobic scene. What would you say their chances are?
Well, right now it's going to be really tough. It is a very macho scene, you know. It is pretty homophobic, but those views are not necessarily the views that the actual hip hop stars have. You know, if you kind of know these people or hang around with them, a lot of them have gay friends, certainly, and what they're putting out there is not necessarily the way they're living their lives. I also think things could change. You know, I mean, obviously we're living in a world where everything that has to do with gay art in the mainstream and politics is changing rapidly. You know, what is true now never would have been true 5 years ago, or certainly 10 years ago.
Right.
So I think it could change, but I would say that it's going to be really hard for now.
So it's still underground. Will it take, you know, one breakthrough figure, on the order of an Eminem, to make this happen in a mainstream kind of way?
Well, the order of an Eminem is really pushing it. I mean, you know, almost nobody else is on that level from any genre. You know, so that's such a rare, that's a real mountain peak. And I don't even know that one song will do it. You know, I think it will have to do with general attitudes towards the gay artists changing. You know, I think there'll have to be a whole societal evolution. And as huge as that sounds, I think there already has been such a dramatic one in the last few years that it's, not inconceivable that it could happen. But I don't think it's necessarily going to be an artist. I think it has to be a sort of change in people's attitude.
Right. So it has to come from, there has to be something much broader than a small musical community.
Otherwise, it could just be one song and then that's a novelty hit or.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. Shante was talking before about how, you know, earlier on, you know, we had, sort of strong female figures in rap, and the Beastie Boys, of course, white Jewish guys from New York. And as hip-hop went from counterculture to becoming sort of one of the defining characteristics of mainstream American culture, we've seen increasing evidence of kind of gay bashing lyrics and stuff like that. What do you make of that?
I don't necessarily. I mean, the gay bashing thing has been pretty consistent. What I would say that's more recent is in the last 2 years. Obviously, Southern rap is the big story, and those those rappers really center things on strip clubs, and so it's very, very heterosexual. It's very, very objectifying. So that's what's happening in the mainstream more than ever. That kind of sexism, I think, is probably bigger than it's ever been. But at the same time, hip-hop is so large, and there's so many indie movements. And you also have to take into consideration all of pop music sort of breaking down. You know, this whole idea of there being a mainstream in pop music is ending with things like MySpace. They're just more and more cults. So in that sense, I think these rappers have a greater chance at the same time that nothing is going to be that big anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's less of a uniform culture. So in that sense, cult artists have a greater chance to find their own cults.
Now, a year ago, Kanye West called out some of his fellow rappers on the homophobic lyrics and stuff. Do you think that's had made any appreciable difference or could?
It was nice.
It wasn't exactly my question, but
yeah. I mean, it was nice. I don't think that that Kanye West is going to change the whole world. You know?
Yeah.
But the fact is that he represents something. You know, he does represent a different voice. You know, he represented that in his music as well, not just with him making a statement against hip-hop homophobia. I mean, he's broken all kinds of hip-hop rules.
Yeah. All right, we've been speaking with Jim Farber, pop music critic for the New York Daily News, and Jim, thanks very much for being with us. We're going to get to some live performance here in our studio in a moment, but thanks for giving us the outside perspective. And here is a little bit of music from Man Parrish, who is considered by many to be the first openly gay hip-hop artist. And again, this is going back to the 1980s. Hip-hop, bebop, don't stop from Man Parrish. And that's, you know, that's going back a good 20 years or more. So, Shante, sort of going back to something that you said earlier in the program, that, you know, there were, if you look hard enough, you could find these figures in hip-hop when it was underground. Now, you've been involved in the Peace Out Festival, Peace Out East, which is the New York branch.
Yes, I'm the, I run the festival.
Okay. Yeah. What is the purpose of a festival like Peace Out? Is it art? Is it activism?
It's all of that. And it's definitely an opportunity. It's a showcase, basically, at its most basic level. It's a showcase for new artists and also for artists around the country and around the world. We've had people from other countries. Everyone still wants to perform in New York. We may live in this very diversified, you know, everything's on the internet, but a chance to perform in New York, people will find a way to get there. So that's one thing. And it's also a chance for the fans of these artists to see them live. There are quite a few fans. We've had about 1,500 people in the last over the 3 years come to the to the shows. So I think one of the things that's very interesting is that some people who are rapping, who are gay, definitely want to be in the mainstream, but there are a lot of us who just want to make good art, you know, and we want to be able to support ourselves and make a living. But you know, I don't get discouraged about not making it because I've already made it. I mean, I'm on the radio. I'm making my music. I'm doing what I want to do, and I think that that's important too. That, you know, not everyone is shooting to be a star on TV.
All right, Shante Paradigm is part of the group BQE, and their record, The Dime and the Dutch, comes out next week. You talk about everybody wants to perform in New York. So say you are performing in New York at Galapagos on Sunday at 7. And the song you're about to perform for us here today, this is called Internet Treasure Quest?
Yes.
Likely to be something in your set on Sunday?
Oh, definitely. And it's interesting because there's actually a dance that goes with it. You won't be able to see it on the radio. But basically...
but do it for us anyway,
I'll do
please.
It for you guys. And listeners at home, basically, every time you hear me say internet, I need you to point right and point left, so it's like right, left, right, left, right, left. And if you go to the website, you can see a cartoon where arrows direct you to point it as you're watching the cartoon
film. All right, so you folks at home, get those video cameras on top of the IMAX geared up and shoot us your emails or your internet photos of you following along
craze.
With the dance craze that is about to start right here in our studio. So, Sose, you want to go do this for us? It's called Internet Treasure Quest, and this is a bit of live rapping from Sose the Elemental Wizard on Soundcheck.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Internet Treasure Quest.
Internet,
do the dance.
Internet,
right, left,
quest.
Right, left,
internet,
right, left.
Internet,
yeah,
treasure
come
quest.
On.
Yeah,
so
quest.
Say, yo,
the treasure quest. Wizard.
Hey, yo, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Internet Treasure Quest. Hopefully, you will find yourself a treasure chest. Open it up, and magnificence will manifest. Guard it well, for the jealous ones can oppress. If you're in a rush, then you can hit the skip button. Otherwise, pay attention so you miss nothing.
Internet, internet, internet treasure quest.
Doing the dance.
Internet, internet, internet treasure quest.
This is a self-promotional tool, I won't lie. Yet I bet you'll start to see that I am so fly. It doesn't matter what I say, I got the Midas touch. I could read a phone book and you'll like it much. But this is way more than words and digits. I work specifically to give you a personal ticket that's worth the decision of spending time purposely digging like the early bird, scoring the perfect worm in the kitchen. This is the internet, where you'll find it all. This is the internet, makes you feel kind of small. This is the internet,
and it's so much fun. Now you got an excuse to make a bonus run. This is the internet, got you together with V. This is the internet, there's nowhere better to be than the internet treasure quest. Alright, these are the passcodes for the treasure quest. A2C4B2D1A3 takes you to a place that's amazing. And lately, baby, I would like to meet you. So hit me up at D1D4C3B1C2. And if you stick with number 3, you can be my buddy with B-A-D-C-D. It's kinda nutty, but I ain't lying, my friend. So grab a pen and a paper and just try it again. Because you probably missed the part where I talk about D2A1C3B for giving you a freebie too, so check it. Because my A1, A2, A3, B2, D2 cleaves through all of my opponents, knocking down my obstacles. You can read all about it in my chronicles. C3, A4, D1, A3, C2, the journey's just begun. This is the internet, where you'll find it all. This is the internet, makes you feel kind of small. This is the internet, and it's so much fun. Now you got an excuse to make a bonus run. This is the internet, got you together with me. This is the internet, there's nowhere better to be than the internet treasure quest. Internet treasure quest. Peace!
That is Sosei, live in our soundcheck studio, an internet treasure quest, which is one of his songs that you can play on a family radio program. Nicely done. And
thank
a little
you.
Bit of dancing happening in the control room, and Shante Paradigm on your end of the,
right.
The studio there as well. Now, Shante, you're about to perform a song of your own called Anything. Is this a BQE song?
This is a BQE song, but I'm doing the Paradigm version. So
okay.
There'll be a different version on the BQE album, but this version will probably end up on my EP, which will be coming out next year sometime.
Okay.
So, all right.
And we don't need to flap our arms around or anything?
No, this is a quieter song, but okay. I will say I'm dedicating this to my partner, MC Snowflake, who's listening right now.
All right. This is Shante Paradigm. Her CD with the group BQE is called The Dime and the Dutch, and it comes out next week. And the song is called Anything.
I know I've got many shots, I'm gonna sing many songs. See, I can hold my breath and squander what is left, but take this as confirmation that the best is yet. 75's the year that I learned to fly, and so much so soon, and surely my worldly prize can choose the path of the dense and follow old sickle fence, or burst forth from my heart, open experiment. I dive into life's pool, relinquish my old cool, cause don't want to be a savior, just make use of the tools. I ask you, who are you? But really, who am I? I'm so damn tired of all this pain in my life. So will you let me love you, grab you up and hug you? Is your gat the only thing that you willingly let loose? Cry, 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 cry. On record, I won't lie. Do anything for you, black. You're still asking me why. I give you anything. I give you anything. I give you anything. I give you anything. You can give anything for me. So I ask you, what would you give your everything for? Who would you give your anything for? Yeah, yeah. This morning when we woke up, it was all love and pleasantries. But by this afternoon, I suspect that you weren't feeling me. Night is falling and now I'm thinking, got this feeling, oh, how it's sinking. Why are we so difficult now? Why don't you just show me how? It's all this silence, it feels just like violence. We're human and we fail, so we say, so we say. So I guess I got to sing this to you every day, every day. We're human and we fail, so we say, so we say. What would you give your everything for?
Who would you give your anything for? Yeah, yeah. What would you give your everything for? Who would you give your anything for? Yeah, yeah. I give you everything. I give you anything. I give you everything. I give you anything. I give you anything. I give you everything. I give you any little thing.
Shante Paradigm live in our studio, and a solo version of a song called Anything. The album with her band BQE is called The Dime and the Dutch. It comes out next week. We also heard a live performance by Sose, the elemental wizard. He is performing at Galapagos on Sunday at 7 o'clock, Galapagos in Williamsburg. And we've been talking about hip-hop, gay hip-hop, homophobia in mainstream hip-hop. There is a lot of work to be done, even on a day when Governor Corzine in New Jersey says that he will, after looking at the bill, sign the law making civil unions part of the law in New Jersey. So things are happening. So say, Shante Paradigm, thank you both for joining us this afternoon on the program.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having us.
In a moment, a jazzed-up nutcracker, and then later, remembering a music mogul. And starting on Monday, some of our favorite critics will give us the best and worst in music of 2006. You can check out our website for their selections, and my own picks for 06 will be online as well, and some of your picks. You can email us your selections for the best music of the year, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.